Hey, lovely. Are you busy? Come on. Whatever you're doing can wait. Please. Pretty please. Come on. I promise I won't keep you that long. Just a bit. I know you got stuff to do. Stuff that doesn't involve your boyfriend. This is my pouty face right now. You know, 10 minutes isn't gonna kill you. In fact, I bet you whatever you're doing now is not nearly as exciting as what I've got planned. What have I lied to you? All right, like white lies, maybe. You know what? You love me, right? Yes, yeah, I'm pulling that card. I fight dirty, all right. Come on. Let's go. I got something for you. Well, I guess like not really. I was lying in bed this morning and I thought of something kind of fun that we could do. No, we're not going out. No, I mean, we can go out later if you want. No, we're not watching movies. I mean, that is fun, but no, keep guessing. You might get there. Okay, I'll give you one hint. It involves a lot of patience. I don't know. I don't even know if that's a good hint. You know what? No, it's not true actually. Just stop being such a curious critter, all right? And I'll tell you. All right. Well, first things first, you have to lie down. So, you know, do it. Lie down for me. All right, are you relaxed? Good. Now, second, I want you to hold still. Good. Okay, not like stiff as a board, babe. I mean, just stay where you are. And, huh? Yeah, I'm unzipping your pants. Am I not allowed to unzip your pants? Oh, good. I'm glad I got your permission, seeing as I've already done it. What are we doing? Well, if you haven't already figured it out, these are coming off. Off they come. Give me your leg, you goofball. That's a pretty picture. Leave your shirt on. Why? Because I said so. Because there's something just really cute about you in your panties and the t-shirt. Yeah. You caught me. I stole you away from your work for my own enjoyment. This is what I was thinking about this morning. And I brought something out from the closet that we haven't used in a long time. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you a hint. It's a magical little toy that is really good at making you wiggle around a lot. I'll be gentle. I know the first time that we used it, you were a little nervous, a little scared. I think if we break you in nice and easy and you get used to it, this magical little toy is gonna give you lots of orgasms for daddy. So let's take it nice and slow. And you tell me if it feels good. tell me if it hurts, all right? This is really important. I'm here to take care of you. But I do have one rule. You're not going to touch yourself. Yeah, you can touch me. You can stroke my hair, grab my arm, my shoulders, whatever you want, darling. You can squeeze your thighs together a little bit, but no touching yourself, babe. I'm in control for this little playtime, and that's the way I enjoy it. So relax. See? If I just place it gently on you, it doesn't hurt. Yeah, it feels weird on your arm, right? It feels even weirder if I move it up your arm and over your shoulder, down your breast, around one nipple. How does that feel? Good. Oh, I know it feels good. I can see them perking up. Mm-hmm. Feels nice, doesn't it? Could it be kitten is getting aroused from this? You're starting to like it? Good. Relax and enjoy it. You know, it feels even better on bare skin. I may have played around with this before. There's nothing that says the guys can't use it either. Here, let me show you. See? Like this soft little area around your stomach. It feels kind of funny, doesn't it? You can feel the vibrations spreading. It's a little bit ticklish. Hey, I told you, no touching yourself. Ooh, was that a whine? Did I tell you that you're allowed to whine? Because I'm pretty sure that was a whine. Well, I'll forgive you this time, since I see you're starting to enjoy yourself. I guess this means I won't stop. Not that I had any plans to stop anyways. We're gonna take our time and enjoy your body nice and slow, baby. Just close your eyes and relax and breathe for me nice and easy. Enjoy the feeling of it warming you up, keeping you here with me. Our playtime is good for you. All the stress is going away. You're feeling so nice and recharged. And it feels nice and tingly down there. Starting to grow. That's my girl. All you have to do is keep those grabby little hands from moving down between your legs. Oh, is it really that hard, babe? Do you like to touch yourself? I know you do. But it's my turn to touch you. And you know how much I like to tease you. Besides, it's not like I'm jerking off. It's not like I'm fucking you right now. Do you see me touching myself? Do you see me getting any pleasure out of this? No. You're the one. Just gonna get the orgasm out of this. So, I don't want to hear any complaining out of you. Or I may just have to drag this out longer. You're moving your legs quite a bit. What if I drag it along your inner thigh, sweetie? Tracing gentle little lines up your leg. They're sensitive, aren't they? Careful, you don't want to start moving now. You don't want me to stop playing with you, would you? You do want to come, don't you? Because only good girls get to come. Which means you need to stay nice and still. Oh, yes, yes. You're allowed to squeeze as much as you want. And maybe, maybe if you're good, I'll let you rub your nipples too. On second thought, no. Am I being mean? Does my baby girl need to touch her breasts? If you do, you'll never get to come. And I do want to see you come so badly. I do, babe. I really do. Okay, okay. Do you promise to be a good girl? And say it. Tell me you promise to be a good girl. Promise that you're gonna come when I tell you to. Good. What a good girl you are. You know, I think you earned it now. I just had to make sure. So spread your legs a little wider. That's it. Nice and comfortable. Breathing normally. Nice and relaxed. I'll place it right on the pretty little mound between your legs. Yes. Now, as good as this feels right there. What if I press it in a little bit harder? Does that feel good, sweetie? I can tell when you get hot, when you're so aroused. Do you think you can hold on for me just a little bit longer? We'll see. Remember, you can't do anything to yourself. Just feel the warmth vibrating between your legs, making you feel so hot, so wet. What's that, sweetie? Speak up. You need to come? Not yet. I don't think I'm done enjoying watching you like this. You look so beautiful like this. I thought I told you you're only gonna come when I tell you to. Maybe I should punish you and turn this little thing off. All that pressure building between your legs, that need to orgasm and give in. Maybe I'll just never let you have it, never let you come. How does that sound, babe? Next time you piss me off, remember this. I'm the one who lets you come, who lets you orgasm. I do love it when you beg. All right, I'll put it back, only because I love you. I wouldn't want to neglect that sweet little pussy of yours. But you're gonna have to hold out a little bit longer for me, sweetie, while I press it in just a little in between your lips. And I roll it around on your clit. Did that feel good? Look at you panting and squirming. Not yet, baby. I know it almost hurts. I know you need to orgasm. Tell me how much you want it. Tell me how much you want me. I can let you orgasm, but I need to hear it. Go on. That wasn't enough, babe. If you want some release, you're gonna have to try harder. Tell me you fucking need to come all over. Tell me how juicy and wet you are. I'll beg for it. Beg for it, baby girl. That was better. All right, babe. I'll let you come. Come for me. Buck your hips and squeeze your thighs together for me. I'm not moving this from between your legs until you come for me. Oh, yeah. You can moan, baby. You can moan all you want. Are you going to give me my reward, seeing you orgasm all over? Yeah, I can feel you trembling under my hands. That's right, baby. Clench and release and clench. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yes, baby. Okay, sweetie. Let that orgasm explode inside of you. Let me watch it rack your body as you squirm. What a good girl you are, coming for me. Yeah, sweetie. Nah, close your eyes and don't move. I always find you so adorable right after. Stay right here and let me comfort you and caress you. Let me give you some of my energy. That's right, darling. Oh, you made me very happy. It's not even a question. Oh, wow. There's actually a wet spot on my boxers. Oh. You know, that was really hot, babe. Hey, now let's leave those boxers on for now. What? Because you said you had work to get done. And this big juicy package is for after you finish all your work. Yes. Trust me, it isn't easy for me. But it's always a little more exciting when you have to wait.